HLB research outside Florida was University of Florida scientist Jim Graham's topic for the recent Grower Day summarizing worldwide research on the devastating disease. In this interview, Graham discusses a couple of research findings that might be helpful to Florida growers now. Jim, you talked about HLB research going on outside of Florida, and one of them that was very interesting was some research on edge effect, I think, in Texas.
Yeah, that's research at Texas A&M that has been ongoing for several years now that demonstrates that not only the psyllid visits at the edge of groves and starts moving into the grove from there, but doesn't move as far and as fast and spends most of its time at the edges of the grove, at least initially, after you've sprayed last time and they're coming back in. This is where they're likely to be the next time that you are spraying. So the point of the study was to identify that those psyllids come in from the edges, and we all know that pretty well. That's been well-founded in Florida. But that then when you spray that edge and continue to do that in an integrated way with your basic area-wide sprays and grove sprays that spray the whole grove, that you put these edge effect or these border sprays in between them, he called it sandwiching in those sprays, that yes, you're spraying more often, but you're spraying less material. You're not spraying the interior of the grove, so if you have any natural enemies in the interior of the grove, they are preserved or at least allowed to have some level of activity. And most of all, the spray cost that they cite as being reduced in this case is about 80%. So you have a very significant, you're spraying more times per season, but you have a very significant reduction in the amount of pesticide and spray application costs by only spraying the edges and showing an equal to or greater than benefit than if you did whole grove sprays all through the season.
Another study you quoted, I think, out of Brazil, I think a nutritional study that indicated a little bit different than what we've heard about nutritional studies in Florida. The Brazilian study, I think, kind of indicating no real impact on HLB with nutritional programs, correct?
Yeah, so the Brazilians came to Florida, as we all know, and looked at what was being done here with nutrition. And, you know, what we do here has a lot of influence on their management down there. We don't realize that maybe as much as we should. And so Fundus Citrus and the Agronomy Institute down there did a collaborative study between plant pathologists and horticulturists to demonstrate whether the programs here in Florida and some programs that are kind of knockoffs from down there in Brazil, all foliar compared to a ground spray check standard, because that's the way they fertilize their groves, the standard. NPK goes on the ground. By soil test, is that they show that with these programs a la Florida, a la Brazil, seven different programs were tested against the standard dry fertilizer, and none of them really influenced three things. They didn't influence HLB infection progress, the number of infected trees that developed over time, because this was started in a grove that had very low incidence, very excellent care. But then scouting and removing trees was stopped. So disease progress, infection progress was not reduced. The severity of that infection, that impact on the tree, was not reduced. But most importantly, the yield responses compared to the standard were no greater than that of the, again, the ground application check. And a sidelight to that in that study was one of the plots that they did this study in was not sprayed for ACP control, psyllid control. So they compared the disease progress where there was control of the psyllid in three of the plots against this one where it wasn't controlled. And there was double the infection rate where they didn't spray for psyllids. So we heard a lot of emphasis today in the output from the different talks about psyllid management and its continued importance even when we're living with a disease and living with the inoculum that psyllids represent, that we can't just assume that we can do away with that and not use that tactic anymore to manage our population of citrus. So I think that really illustrated really very well with the trends being very, very strongly more positive or negative in terms of psyllid increasing and damage from it increasing in the block that wasn't sprayed for psyllids.
that nutrition thing kind of runs in the face of what many Florida growers are doing. Almost everybody, it seems, is doing some enhanced nutrition these days, kind of opposite of what Florida growers think, isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, the growers are fertilizing their trees better now than they ever have in the history of the industry. And you're seeing benefits of that, particularly in relation to our root loss work and the consequences in terms of lack of root water and nutrient uptake, that these principles apply. But one of the other studies that I cited from Texas, again, Texas A&M, was you go in and you measure the status of nutrition in leaves, both HLB affected and asymptomatic, and you get an idea of just what those deficiencies are. And then you start picking apart what's important to apply, and you apply nutrition either foliarly or to the root system more strategically. And I think there's benefits in that that we're learning about, Ernie. We don't have the replicated plot studies to show that yet, but I think that nutrition and management of root health go hand in hand, and you can't do one without the other.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.